Jack lost his balance, tumbling down the last half of the hardwood staircase. He crashed in a heap at the bottom, breathless and with blood in his mouth. Sweat streamed from under his ski cap as his heart thudded in his chest. He'd likely broken a rib, but the adrenaline rushing through his aged body wouldn't let him feel it. "Get up," echoed through his skull. He scrambled to his hands and knees and spared a precious second to palm the outside of a vinyl duffel bag strapped over his shoulder. "It's still there." Teeth clenched, he climbed to his feet and scurried down the short hallway. He entered the living area he'd passed through on his way in, where a small Victorian lamp in the corner shaped shadows off the leather couches, large busts, and thick art that decorated the walls. The hands on the clock beside the lamp read 4:25. The window he'd gained entry through was just around the corner. He was sure the others hadn't noticed it was open in the dark of night. If they had, they would have all been dead, not just Bobby and the woman. The men were close behind him, their rapid footsteps on the staircase like an avalanche.
"Don't let him get away!"
a frail voice wailed in panic, the man who'd been giving the orders upstairs. Jack had nearly reached the window when he realized the heavy, stubborn pane had slid down, just far enough to make a quick escape through it difficult. Unfortunately, it was his best alternative. After the melee upstairs, there'd be no talking his way out of this, no debating. The men's opening argument would be a bullet through his head. Taking a deep breath, he tucked the duffel bag under his arm and lowered his shoulder to smash into the pane. He crashed through the window, twisting his feet up as the noise echoed in the quiet night. He fell a few feet amid splintered wood and shattered glass before hitting a large metal air conditioning unit, not breaking its indifferent humming. His body teetered on the edge before toppling to the flagstone walkway. Sharp pain shot through his shin when his knee made contact with the rock. Something punched through the remaining jagged glass of the window, spraying shards through the air. He heard no gun blast, but knew the man with the silencer was shooting at him. He wasn't going to make it over the 8-foot stone wall again. No time to search out a tree limb to climb across like before. His only hope was to get to the back end of the property along the beach. Jack got to his feet and hobbled alongside the house as best he could, glass sprinkling from the folds of his clothes. He reached the corner of the building and darted around it, out of the line of fire from the back windows. He took a few deep breaths as he glanced up at four imposing white pillars that overlooked the wide concrete patio spread out before him. The pillars stood on a porch just feet above him. Dim pool lights lit the serenely calm water of the large pool. Small lights hugged a footpath that cut through the yard toward the faint sound of breaking waves. Knowing they'd be on him at any moment, he wiped the blood from his mouth with the back of his arm and bolted for the path. He stumbled between the wicker chairs beside a glass table, then skirted the covered hot tub. The moment he reached the grass, something struck him behind the top of his shoulder so hard that he nearly lost his balance, but he caught up with his own momentum and leveled out. A terrible pain burned his shoulder, and Jack knew he'd been shot. He kept his head low, a tear sliding from his eye, as he staggered on and off the path through short shrubs and piles of mulch. Jack hoped his erratic movements would keep his pursuers from lining up a clean shot.
"I should have brought a fucking gun. Bobby's drunken squawk about the house being empty all night should have made this a clean job, in and out. How could he have been so goddamn stupid? All of that blood, those mangled bodies."
The sickening sight filled Jack's mind.
"No one deserves that. If I survive the night, this won't be over. None of this was worth it.